This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com. This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Here we go. It is our number three of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. We are going to get you an up-to-date news update here, news flash, on your free agent movement across the NFL. It's already been a massive day in the NFC East with the Eagles adding a couple of impact players and quarterbacks on the move. Let's do it. General at your service. There's Broadus, the former Cowboy Scout NFL executive. There's Lucius Alexander, the Pimp Cup. Wolchuk and Chia follower here. And Eric Chia and Carter Freeman is coordinating your video. 105thefan.com, Twitch, and YouTube. Chris Jones has stayed with the Chiefs 5 years and 160. That's $32 million from him. That's not a breaking news story, but it's pretty cool. Kirk Cousins, 4 and 180. With the Atlanta Falcons. Does that make you feel differently about the Dak Prescott negotiation that's coming up? I mean, he's going to get about $15 million less than what Dak Prescott is going to get. I think this is point Dak doubters, you know, and Dak homers. You got to prove to me why your guy is 30% better than Kirk Cousins, you know, and I don't think it's there. I think these teams like Atlanta and Tampa are now doing it right. I'd rather have Cousins at that money, Mayfield at his money, than Dak Prescott at somewhere 57, 58, 60 million bucks.
I think Dak's probably still going to end up getting what he wants in this. It seems like that's how negotiations go, and he's got a cutthroat agent in Todd France, who's very, very good at this, but I hear you. I mean, when you look at kind of the success, the production that Kirk Cousins and Dak have had, it's very, very similar.
Yeah, I think the only thing you could look at right now, obviously age, and then you have Kirk Cousins off an Achilles injury. So
sure, but the Cowboys paid Dak after the ankle injury, right? So they don't seem like they care.
No, I 100% agree, but when you're trying to figure out why should Dak be getting more than Kirk Cousins, I think that's where you would point to, hey, he's older, Kirk Cousins is older, and he's also coming off a pretty catastrophic injury as well. So those would be some of the things, but I'm with you guys. I'd much rather pay less for, ultimately, it's the same thing. Mm-hmm. I understand that regular season Dak and his numbers blow Baker Mayfield's out of the water.
Yeah.
Baker Mayfield's best QBR year is less than Dak's worst. So I understand that. But ultimately, to the playoffs, and that's really what this comes down to now. We're past, I cannot stand hearing the MVP seasons Dak just had, MVP season Dak just had. Who cares? And he didn't even win it. Like, it was a down year for the MVP. We're wondering, is a running back going to get it? Or is a non-quarterback going to get it? Because we don't even know. And in a down MVP year, your guy couldn't even get it. And in playoff moments throughout the regular season, Niners, Bills, doesn't show up, doesn't even give you a chance. And then you get to the playoffs at home, doesn't give you a chance. So, yes, I am as out on Dak as you could really be, but I would take Baker Mayfield right now for $30 million over Dak. For that. And I will say this, I wouldn't want to do the Baker deal either, because ultimately your ceiling is with Baker, basically what Dax is. Yeah. So it's not like anything's really changing. Ultimately, you don't do either one of those things and you go find a super cheap quarterback in the draft and you hope he's a stud. That's like the way you actually do it, unless you just want to, like Tampa's telling you right now, for Tampa fans, hey, we are very happy being in the worst division in football. We feel like we can host a playoff game with Baker Mayfield probably 2 out of the next 3 years. And we know that is as good as it's going to get for us. And that's fine. But at least they're only paying $30 million for that and not whatever Dak's going to get.
Double.
Brian?
Yeah, I mean, the determination you have to make is, like you guys have talked about, can you actually get to and win a Super Bowl with Dak Prescott or with, you know, Baker Mayfield or Kirk Cousins?
The answer is no.
See, so that's so if what gives you the best chance to maybe get to the Super Bowl then?
What gives having any one of those quarterbacks.
Okay. I have to have one of these quarterbacks though. Who do I need the money? Who can I take? Who I could take their money and help my team? Who gives you the best chance then? You know what
Dak,
I'm saying?
Well, Dak, if you could take all that money and help
that's
the team.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. If somehow you can get Dak to agree to what Kirk Cousins and those guys and Baker Mayfield are doing, then there's your chance to at least get to a Super Bowl. Well, with these other quarterbacks, you're not.
At least extend Dak so well that you free up that to happen 1 year. You know,
there's
a way you could get Dak all of his money, but then backload it to the point where you're like, this is going to be our year where we have all of his money to spend on other players, or a big chunk of his money to spend
on other
players.
If you could somehow get Dak to take the same money these guys are taking, you'd feel great.
Absolutely.
Because
he's better than them.
Because you know Dallas will be able to find players.
Yeah.
Atlanta can't find players. Tampa, maybe. You know, they get lucky every once in a while down there with Jason Light.
Here's the problem, though, when Jerry Jones owns your team. He's saying, well, yeah, Kirk Cousins makes 45 and Dak 60, and that costs me more against the cap, but I more than make up for that $15 million in revenue because of what Dak Prescott is for our marketing. And I think whenever you're trying to balance winning the Super Bowl and making money, you're a pretender, not a real contender. Wolchuk hits you with the news. Gardner Minshew has gone to the Raiders. So congratulations to him. Grover Stewart, a player that we talked about a couple
talked
of weeks
him,
back,
yeah.
A big defensive tackle. He is staying on with the Colts. That story just 20 minutes old from our buddy Shireen Williams. So nice job of breaking that story. Geno Stone and the Bengals agree on a 2-year deal. Kirk Cousins and Mike Zimmer are going to reunite in 2024 now on opposite sides of the field. The safety Xavier McKinney went a 4-year deal with the Green Bay Packers. So that's just a little bit of a taste. Do you guys see anything that's absolutely new?
Leonard Floyd is signing with the 49ers, so they get themselves another pass rusher.
Oh, okay. I wanted to ask you about a couple of
deal 20
so
million.
That
for
whole
the Niners.
Thing,
yeah,
remember you asked about Danielle Hunter,
mm-hmm.
and I got a no on that one.
Yeah, Danielle Hunter still hasn't technically signed with anybody.
No, he did not with the 49ers.
He probably wanted a little bit more money, but they get Leonard Floyd on 2-year, $20 million. So maybe they pivoted and went with Leonard Floyd.
Man, I'm just kind of hoping that this Daquan Jones and guys like that, those defensive tackles that we talked about, you know, you mentioned with Grover, I kind of hope those older defensive tackles stay out of the market for the week. That nobody goes and get, you know, Dallas needs a one technique. They have to go get a one technique.
And the linebackers. I mean, that's the one good thing is
if the linebackers haven't really started signing anywhere yet. Those guys could stay out and the defensive tackles could stay out, especially the older veteran guys, then maybe you can nab one of these guys.
Here's the issue, though, just circling back to the Dak conversation. Like, I'm with you. It'd be awesome if you could say, like, Dak, you've made a bunch of money. You're getting a bunch of endorsements.
See, but he wasn't a first-round pick. Neither was Cousins.
But they're both fourth-round picks.
Yeah,
but then you say, like, well, the thing about the Cowboys is, like, they'll go get you players. Like, they draft. But the Cowboys haven't shown any willingness to go out in free agency and sign players with added money.
But see, that's what I'm saying, though. If Dak were to me, I know it's going to sound weird, but I'm going to take my chances if you give me a quarterback that will take less and I can go and draft and maybe grab one or two guys.
I'd love that.
That would be nice.
I agree.
I'm not counting on it, but if he makes less money, okay, then maybe a draft, and I could sign my guys, and there's not a problem with that.
Yeah, but we know he's not going to do that for you. You know, so
what I was hoping. And to me, I'd love it. I'd absolutely love it if he would. But you're right. Todd France ain't going to allow it.
He's not
going to Todd France is going to get him back. He's going to sign a shorter-term deal. You know, Dallas is going to want to try and stretch this thing, and Todd France is not going to let him do it.
Which means, ultimately, we know you're not going to win a Super Bowl. So why do that? If you're the Dallas Cowboys and you realize that Dak Prescott, as currently constructed, and my roster as currently constructed,
There's no reason. You know why? Because none of those guys over there are going to lose their jobs. None of those guys are going to lose their jobs. They're all very, very comfortable. We've talked about that a bunch. So the one team that shouldn't pay a quarterback $50 million
be the Cowboys.
Is the Dallas Cowboys.
Right.
Because they, you know, they could keep searching for a quarterback.
Yeah.
But they won't do that. But they know how to build a team.
They do. They know how to build a regular season successful team.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. With their formula. The reason why they don't want to, like, turn the keys over to Will McClay or hire an external GM is they've perfected their system. For making regular season teams that also optimize their profit. And, you know, the deal is you just get a quarterback that's good enough to make a lot of touchdowns and highlight level plays in the regular season. And they've been doing that now for 17 years. I had a couple of running back questions for you, Chief. Aaron Jones available, at what price tag would you want him to be the Cowboys veteran? I believe he's 29 years old, but he has averaged 5 yards attempt, dominated the Cowboys, loves to play at AT&T Stadium. And then Saquon Barkley to the Eagles. Is that something that as a Cowboys fan should make you nervous?
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
For me, it doesn't. Now, I do think you will probably, assuming health, you should be getting the best version of Saquon Barkley, being that he's never had a good offensive line or quarterback to work with in New York. And now you go to Philadelphia, and I know they're losing Jason Kelce, but they should have one of the better offensive lines in all of football. So, like, you're probably going to get the best version of him, but can he stay healthy, and how much is a running back actually going to impact the game? I don't think it'll be so much so that you know, you should be worried necessarily. I'm always saying, okay, if you're a team and you gave big money, especially to a running back who is now in, what year is he going into? Year six? This is 6th year. I mean, there's plenty, especially a banged up dude. That's not something that would concern me at all. I chalk that up as a win in terms of wanting to see the Eagles fail. There will be some big time moments. You will have highlight plays. It'll be all fun and games. But by the time you get to the postseason, I don't think he's a guy that is going to be winning you playoff games or anything like that. So that doesn't concern me at all.
He's never hurt the Cowboys. And even when he's played and been healthy, for whatever reason, he has not performed well against Dallas.
And I would like Aaron Jones. I think that's a good player. And he is a little bit older for sure. So that's something you have to be worried about. He's a guy that gets banged up, but he was fantastic at the end of the season last year. Unfortunately, he's going, like Diana Russini saying, he's got plenty of suitors and the market's there for him. And running backs are being snatched up very quickly. And they are getting more money than most of us anticipated. And I think Aaron Jones will be the same way. I don't even think he's anywhere close to financially in the ballpark for the Cowboys to dance around.
Yeah, he just got over five for Singletary.
Yeah, well, he's
Aaron Jones getting more than that.
He's only had 2 seasons where he's played the full campaign.
You know? It would have to be in a very part-time role where you're hoping to keep him healthy until December and turn him loose like Green Bay just did, or they got him back at the right time.
Right.
Because his injury history is very significant. It's interesting that running backs are getting paid. I mean, once Tony Pollard got $8 million, that's all I needed to see, really. It's like, I want nothing to do with this running back market again. The overall cap is going up so much, though. Maybe this is just like 3.5%, 4% of the cap. And even though the $8 million is kind of a sticker shock to us, if you look at the percentage compared to the cap, I think it's still probably within reason of what a responsible spend could be at the position.
But I think we have never seen a free agent class like this at running back.
Yeah.
That's why I think people I think people are like, listen, it's worth it for us for $8 million for a season to have a guy. I mean,
and there's no tags this year.
Yeah, it's really, really a strong deal to be able to play in this market if you can because of the quality of the player.
I think the thing you want to be is, like, the Super Bowl victory, the trend over the last decade plus is your running back is making no more than, like, 2% of your salary cap. So whatever that is, it's $255 million is what the salary cap is. So whatever 2% is of that would be like the top dollar is what 5. I would
5.1 million. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. 5.1 million. So 5.1 million would be like the is as high as I'd be willing to go on any of these running backs based on what the Super Bowl champions have done for over a decade now. That's how they've allocated their resources. I'm not giving my running back more than 2%. So it's fine. And then Christian McCaffrey will sniff and get close, but he's the outlier. And even he couldn't actually win. And that is peak performance running back. You're not getting better than that. That's Kyle Shanahan knowing exactly how to use a guy who's got as much talent as anyone at the position in the sport right now. And that's still not going to be enough for you. Mm-hmm. So to me, $5.1 million, that's good to know. So Devin Singletary was right there at the cutoff line. The Giants got him. That's a bummer.
214 says, go get Jimmy G then. When he was the number one quarterback contract, the Niners went to the Super Bowl. He's had more success than everyone but Mahomes, Rodgers, and Stafford since it's Dak's fault. I don't think anybody's saying it's Dak's fault. To me, it's the Joneses' fault for not recognizing that if Dak is your quarterback, you need a souped-up roster. You can't win it with a standard roster like the Chiefs have. You got to go next level and spend extra and sort of ride that salary cap roller coaster. I think Dak's definitely good enough to win the Super Bowl. But if it's at the top, and no, there's no way in hell you go get Jimmy Garoppolo. I mean, he had that big contract, but what specifically it is, it's your salary cap hit in those years. And the year that they went to the Super Bowl, his cap hit was much more like 20 or 25 mil than the absolute top of the market. Plus, Jimmy G is hurt guy. There's no way you would do that. You know, I think Dak is probably like the sixth or seventh best quarterback in the NFL. But when you pay everybody that matches that description from like number two, maybe, all the way through number 15, they're all getting paid like they're the best quarterback in the NFL. And when you do that, you can't compete. As the sixth or seventh best quarterback, you should be getting like 70% so the team can use the 30% to bridge the gap that your lack of talent creates. As good as you are, Dak, your lack of talent compared to Patrick Mahomes, but demanding that you make the same amount of money is a major problem to the tune of about $20 million. Just under 10% of the salary cap we are sacrificing because the laws of the market say we have to have you. Okay, I'm just saying I'd rather have Kirk Cousins at 45. I'd rather have Baker Mayfield at 30. I think Chief had a great point. I'd really rather have neither of them because history says if you find yourself in this spot, you're 8-9 years into a guy's career, it's clear he cannot be the deciding factor. History demands you let him walk and draft another rookie because that's the only other way you've been able to win the Super Bowl for two decades, right? Can't even really get to it, but Matt Ryan did. He still collapsed down the stretch because he does not have what it takes to close football games.
You just play Trey Lance if you want to. I mean, Brandon Ayuk was just on an Instagram Live. They asked him, hey, Jimmy G or Trey Lance? He said Trey Lance. He played with both guys.
I think that would be a great solution. I think that would get you theoretically closer to a Super Bowl than just reloading Dak. I have nothing against Dak. I'm a huge believer in his talent. The economy of quarterback is broken. That's the thing to get mad at. And the Cowboys' inability to recognize what the true dynamics are.
The economy is broken, and the Cowboys' way of team building is broken. And now you are on a hamster wheel, and you have two sides that will not budge on their thinking. Dak is going to say, I'm not taking less, because why the hell should I? Entire career, you have done nothing in terms of free agency and player acquisition outside of drafting and developing to actually show me that you were going to use that money out of re-signing our own players, which clearly has not been good enough to win a Super Bowl. And the Cowboys are so damn scared of being in quarterback purgatory that they're like, you know what? We got a guy that is a winner, that is good in the regular season, that will put us in the playoffs. playoffs, but it's not good to drag away our team that has holes in it because that's our own damn fault because we're not building a complete team because we sit out of free agency and we screw up the salary cap every year and we'll lose in the playoffs. So you're well screwed said. As a Cowboy fan.
Yes.
That's how it
is
feels.
Is it broken because they don't do anything in free agency?
It's your complaint about the trade deadline.
Yeah.
It's free agency. It's not using every type of aspect to team build and then using the same damn excuse every offseason that we don't have cap space and you'll never have cap space because you don't change the way that you build and do business when it comes to building your roster.
I get you Super Bowl 5 years, Brian. All you have to do is put me in charge of that salary cap.
I wonder, though, we talk about – do they not have salary cap space because they've got legitimately good players? They've got some of the best. I mean,
to an extent, that's a problem, right?
Look at the Pro Bowl. Look at the top 100 list. Look at anything that they measure the players. It seems like every year the Cowboys have 7 or 8.
They draft really well, then they have to re-sign their own. So, yeah, that's an aspect of it, sure.
I think the biggest problem with the Cowboys is all these contracts came up at the same time.
I think that's a good point.
That's what's got them effed right now.
And you've paid the wrong guys, too. You've paid guys that you shouldn't have given $10 million guaranteed dollars to Tony Pollard last year. You shouldn't have paid Steele.
You shouldn't have paid
Zeke. Shouldn't have paid Gallup. Shouldn't have paid Jalen Smith. There's plenty of these where, you're taking your money and you're giving it to your guys, and the guys you're giving it to are a disaster. Thank God they didn't do it today with Biotish or Pollard or Armstrong.
Sure. Right. That is a great point.
Yes, they have good players that they need to pay, but I think sometimes the league overvalues them because they're Cowboys, and the Cowboys fall in love with their own and overpay them.
Yeah, we got to run, though. It's a great discussion. Brian, final point?
No, I'm good.
Okay, we'll get back to this discussion a little bit later on. When we come back, it's time for Woolchuck's Top 10 420. Where are we going?
Top 10 advertising mascots of all time. We had the cereal conversation last week. It seems like a lot of good cereal mascots, but it was also National Mario Day. What's better mascot than Mario? That's next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.